Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Annie Fry, the host of The Annie Fry Show, is in Washington, D.C. just yesterday and today. She'll be back tomorrow, although we hope she makes it in for the show. She's coming in like at 10:30, so if there's any delay in flight, she's going to be walking in during her own show. I'll be ready to step in at the beginning. We'll see. That's going to be very, very late breaking, just like everything that's happening right now on The Annie Fry Show. In fact, Annie got a chance to sit down with Missouri Senator Eric Schmidt in Washington, D.C. Now, this happened right before we were set to go live. So I don't know that any of us have actually heard this yet. We're going to listen to it along with you. Here's Annie with Senator Eric Schmidt.
So we are sitting in Senator Eric Schmidt's office. And as I was saying, my adopted Senator Eric Schmidt, thank you for the time today.
Glad to have you as an adopted constituent and then here in the swamp, I guess. Right?
How much different is it? I don't know how often you've been coming to Washington, D.C. outside of course, being the Attorney General for the state of Missouri. How familiar does Washington, D.C. feel for you compared to St. Louis, Missouri?
It's a foreign land. I really had not spent much time in D.C. at all because I was in state politics and Attorney General. We would come here for a big announcement or maybe some meetings or something when I was AG, but very much kind of like you were here, maybe for a day or two and then you went back. So being here this amount of time, I think, is new. And when I was sworn in back 2 years ago, I think I had only been in the Capitol one time in my whole life.
Wow.
And so, yeah, so you get
you
sworn.
Take a tour?
Yeah. Took a while to figure out where the bathrooms were, but my whole family came up and it was just a really special day, the swearing in and all that, and being sworn in as the 2000th senator of all time on the dot, which is kind of interesting. So being here now for a couple of years, you certainly know your way around a little bit more, and then being in the majority now has certainly changed things from my first 2 years. But I love this job, but I go back and forth every week. So
I was going to say, I see you travel a lot. Yeah. You go back to see your family. I see you participating in your kids' events. I can't help but reflect when I'm here. I have four kids about what the lifestyle is and the demand of what you have to do to serve the people of the state of Missouri and balance that with the family. How do you do it?
That's the hardest part my kids are, I have Steven who's 20 and special needs. I've talked about that a bunch. And then a 14-year-old and a 16-year-old daughter. So the most important job I'll ever have is being Jamie's husband and my kid's dad. So, you just try to balance it all. So when I'm home, I'm like volleyball dad for Olivia and helping Sophia with projects. She's a junior in high school. So, I love that. And so I get up here, as close to the first vote as I can on Monday, and then when we're done at the end of the week, I get back as fast as I can.
So. All right, let me ask you a dad question. You said it's the most important thing you do. And I'm saying this from personal experience last week. Kid is late on getting a project done. They need a late night trip to Walmart to get a poster board or something like that. Are you the dad that stays up and cares about that final grade and are going to help make that come to fruition? Or is that like life lesson time?
No, I mean, I would help. I mean, I don't know if that's a weakness or a strength. I don't really
that's
know.
My question.
I don't really know.
Because I'm like, the grade matters. You need
yes.
But at the same time, I'm like,
Yeah, I think, yeah, so I will help. But then there's a lesson that comes with that too. It's like, hey, you can't wait till the last minute on these things. Knowing, by the way, that... I'm sure I did that a bunch. And then even as a practicing lawyer, I mean, deadlines exist because you know, that's the deadline, and usually you kind of wait until you get close to the deadline because the other thing's going on. But yeah, I mean, I don't know. I just try to be as present for them as possible. And I'm actually coming now to the very weird realization that, you know, my time with them in the house, at least the two girls, is limited.
Yeah.
You know, it's not going to be long before.
That's heavy.
It is. And, I, when they're young, you don't really, I didn't at least, think about it in those terms. And so you just try to make the most of it. And I try to, talk to them about what I do, but also try to, I don't make this job like everything at home. Like, I can't do it. I watch Cardinal games and get around and visit with people. But I think you got to make sure that they know that they're your priority when you're there.
Yeah.
And so being present with them is really important to me. And I try not to, like, inundate their life with the political. I want them to have as normal of a life as possible. And they've done a really good job with it. It's funny. They see the ads and all that stuff when you're running, and you don't really know how they're going to react to that. But
how do they react?
Well, they call them hate commercials, and they they would say, "Dad, there's a lot of hate commercials about you right now."
Yeah.
But I'm their dad, and that's how they see me, and that's how I want them to see me. And so, you know, we have just normal dad-daughter conversations, and it's not really about this other stuff. So.
I think I get a little bit of that from being a public figure in the news media, that people don't like something I said, then they make a deal out of it. Or my husband can be a little more worked up about it than my kids, but they're old enough now too that they see some of it. And I just think it's another opportunity to teach your kids that, listen, not everyone's going to like you, but what do you stand for? And if you stand for something, they're going to be people who feel differently. And some people don't handle it well.
Yeah, and that's just kind of the deal. And you do things for the right reasons and make good decisions. And then, and I think honestly, my time as Attorney General probably really drove that point home for me from a leadership perspective, because these were the COVID times, and it was just sort of like you still look back and you can't believe they're boarding up basketball hoops and putting police tape around playgrounds and. For me, I felt like even in the face of a lot of pressure to do otherwise, you know, on the mask mandates or the vaccine mandates, I mean, we really led the charge on that. And at the time, if you go back in time, that was controversial. And now everybody most people still see it for what it was.
Yeah.
But that, I think there are a lot of lessons to be learned there. I also think, just as a dad, you get people, there's the good and the bad, and you get people that certainly I appreciate, say hello and thanks. And I think, just handling yourself in those situations, because the kids, they're always watching, right? And so making sure you say thank you, and waiters and waitresses are yes sir and yes ma'am, and those are just, that's how I was brought up, and those are the kind of lessons I want to teach them. And it has nothing to do with politics,
It's way more important than politics.
Yeah.
Politics is so much downstream. I know we have limited time with you, so I want to talk to you about the 100 days mark for the president's administration. You've served under a Biden administration, and you've served under a Trump administration. And, I was at the press briefing this morning.
Congrats, by the way. That's kind of
wow.
Neat. Yeah.
That was wild. And Secretary Bessent was there. And if I had the opportunity to ask the question, I was going to ask him about the American dream, because I think boomers and the greatest generation had this idea of an American dream. Something changed. I was born in the 80s. I'm in my 40s now. I think that if the Trump administration gets the tax cuts made permanent, the DOGE cuts and spending reined in made permanent, and if the tariffs work out the way he says they are going to work out, that there's kind of a revival of an American dream that I don't think that millennials like me, I don't think they think about the American dream.
Yeah.
You think that the president is on his way to doing that?
I do. And I'm 49, so that's Gen X. that's what I want for my kids, right? Like at the end, look at the, what we were talking about for this, most of this interview so far. Yeah. It's really our kids and, yeah, and making sure they have a bright future ahead, they can achieve things. And I do think that's what this administration was all about. I think seeing the previous 4 years, the direction we were headed, there's a reason why President Trump won the popular vote. There's a reason why he swept those battleground states, because he was talking about things that really resonated with real people. The bubble up here, the things that are like top of mind, it's just not, it's generally not the case. When I go back home, people are not having the same conversations that they are here, which I keep that with me. I think that fuels me every day to be that voice for the people in Missouri, like this common sense agenda. And that's what this is. So look, whether it's energy policy, no country.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
In the history of the world has ever declared war on their own domestic energy supply. That's what Joe Biden did. No country really in the history of the world has opened up their border to just anybody, unvetted, 15 million people here illegally. It was crazy. And I think what happened was these people who were generally writing white papers found their way into key decision-making positions in the Biden White House. And President Otto Penn was just, he wanted to kind of have a legacy as the next FDR. I mean, he talked about this. And it was the most radical administration we've ever seen. So really what President Trump is doing, I think it's hitting a reset. You've got these tax cuts that we need to make permanent. That would be a $4 trillion tax increase if we don't do that. He ran on that. He talked about energy. And also on trade policy, the reality is after World War II, we had priorities. We wanted Western Europe and Japan to get back on their feet. So we were determined to beat Soviet communism. So they had certain advantages in trade deals and sort of things that we allowed to take place so that ultimately we would win the Cold War. After the Cold War, though, nothing changed. Those still unfair trade practices that inhibit our markets, our goods and their markets still exist. No president has had the courage to stand up and say, you know what, treat us fairly.
Yeah.
This is an outdated model. And I think when we do that, the net of all of this is going to be these trade barriers and unfair trade practices that other countries have just sort of done and gotten away with, they're going to come down. And so you've got energy policy, you've got regulatory reform, you got trade policy and energy policy. All that stuff will matter for real people. There have been 90,000 factories that have left since NAFTA. And so I just think of the community that I grew up in, North St. Louis County. You know, it was very blue collar, overwhelmingly Democrat, by the way. These are just working folks that wanted a better life, and those jobs were gone.
Yeah.
And this is an opportunity, I think, to bring some of those back and for more people in the working class, middle class, to share in the American dream.
Yeah.
You know, some of the really wealthy folks, they've had a good run, and it's just time, I think, for regular people, normal people, to have an opportunity. And you saw that in President Trump's first term, right? Mm-hmm. You saw wage... inflation-adjusted wage increases were higher than they've ever been, and I think we're going to get back to that.
Well, Senator Eric Schmidt, I'm very grateful for your time, and, you know, as we started this interview talking about our families and our kids, it's all about the future.
Yeah.
And it's great to have a president that has an administration that is thinking about the future and, like you said, has the guts to do it, and senators like you who in the majority are helping get that done. So thank you so much.
Hey, it's been fun.
I really appreciate
Good to see
it.
You in person again.
Yeah.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Friedman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.